Labour leadership, runners and riders. There are four candidates going for the leadership of the Labour Party. Three were ready to run some time ago, but at the last minute, a new entry has slipped in. The four candidates, working from right to left, are Yvette Cooper, Liz Kendall, Andy Burnham and Jeremy Corbyn. Yvette Cooper was a cabinet minister under both Tony Blair and under Gordon Brown, as was her much better known husband, none other than Ed Balls. Ed Balls, Gordon Brown's right-hand man under Blair and Chancellor of the Exchequer in his own right, once Tony Blair gifted Gordon Brown the post of Prime Minister of the UK, but now kicked out of Parliament by his former constituents. Yvette, like so many Labour politicians, is originally from Scotland, born into a political family and ended up graduating in PPE, that's Philosophy, Politics and Economics, at Oxford. She then spent the next 7 years in further education and political jobs, with 2 years as an economic correspondent for the Independent newspaper as her only real job before becoming an MP in 1997, from which point, of course, she never touched real life again. As a minister, she flitted through jobs changing just about every year, her most notable contribution probably being the creation of the idiotic and soon abandoned HIPS, Home Information Pack Scheme. Liz Kendall is the new girl, only entering Parliament in 2010, so she is untainted by Blair, Brown, Balls and co. From a very well-to-do family, Liz attended a selective girls' school, eventually graduating in history from Cambridge. As you'd expect, she went directly into politics and public sector, with no real job before becoming an MP. Her sole governmental experience is her current role as Shadow Minister for Care and Older People. However, considering the other contenders for the Labour leadership, it may be genuine concern for the sick and elderly that prompted her to run. Talking of protecting the sick and elderly, of course, brings us to their nemesis and the next candidate, Andy Deathbeds Burnham. Andy's from a more humble background than the girls in the competition, and unusually for a politician, is religious enough to identify himself as a Roman Catholic. Like the other candidates, he has, of course, got no real life experience of work, but rides the coattails of his father, who was a telephone engineer, and rarely misses the opportunity to cite deprived Liverpool roots. Andy became an MP in 2001, entering government in 2007 under Gordon Brown. This was as a reward for implementing the much-hated and draconian personal identity card scheme, which has thankfully now been repealed and disbanded, having wasted millions of pounds of taxpayers' money, as was usual for the Blair, Brown, Labour governments. Andy flitted between departments, when in June 2009 he landed his most notorious role, at least most notorious to date, when he became Secretary of State for Health and oversaw the worst excesses of the NHS killing of patients, both deliberately as part of the Liverpool Pathway programme and by base neglect in many hospitals. Most notoriously at the Mid-Staffordshire NHS Foundation Trust. In this role, he rejected dozens of requests for inquiries into very high mortality rates and has sought to distance himself from this, even going as far to have his Wikipedia page constantly monitored to have references minimised. He is indeed a master of cover-up after the event. It is thought that it was his shame at his actions in relation to these patients that drove him to raise the questions leading to the second Hillsborough inquiry. Or, more cynically, this could be seen as a way of him trying to bury the former bad news. Finally, on the far left, there is Jeremy Corbyn, a socialist firebrand who, despite 34 years as an MP, has never had a government, ruling or opposition, post. This leaves him untainted by the Blair-Brown years, but with a full set of loony left policies from the 80s, such as support for the IRA, unilateral nuclear disarmament as part of the campaign for nuclear disarmament, anthropomorphic global warming. He even has his own column in the communist newspaper The Morning Star, support for the Tamil Tiger terrorist organisation, and support for the Argentinian claim to the Falkland Islands and the people there. Despite, or maybe because, he is such an old school MP, there's little information about him online and the other candidates. They have been effectively tracked from day one. Or perhaps the brevity of information on Jeremy reflects his never having had power, and with such marginal views, it being seen as it being very unlikely that he ever would have power. As a final note, I do see that while the first three candidates are concerned about how Labour should run their Stay in the EU campaign for the upcoming referendum, Jeremy Corbyn has actually called for the party to consult widely with its members before deciding whether to campaign for in or out at all. So there you have it, a quick background on the runners and riders for the Labour leadership election.